Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 30, God's Nutrition Prescription. Today's focus scripture is taken from Genesis 1:29, which reads, "And God said, See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food." I hope you have enjoyed listening to this scripture series as much as I have enjoyed creating it. For the last scripture, I am led to start at the beginning with one of God's first instructions to man, telling him what he was to eat. This scripture came to me from a lecture I attended given by Dr. Joel Fuhrman, the author of the books Eat to Live and Eat for Health. In his talk, Dr. Fuhrman gave some startling facts. By age 45, 99% of Americans have atherosclerosis, which means that fatty plaques have collected on the walls of their arteries, causing poor circulation. It is at the root of heart disease, strokes, and other diseases. But he said that the nutrients in green vegetables over time cause these fatty plaques to become more slippery, and eventually they slide off and the body breaks them down, clearing the artery. As the doctor was saying, science has shown, I could not help but think about Ezekiel 47:12, in which the prophet said, "Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine." Science is just confirming what God already said in His Word over 2,000 years ago. It makes sense that these fruits and vegetables should be the baseline of our diets, since we are merely following the recommended fuel that our bodies designer said was best. But the problem, according to him, is that most Americans are addicted to the processed, man-made foods. Because these foods provide no nutrition, the average person is literally starving for nutrients, even though they may be obese. I know that was true of me. When I weighed 240 pounds, I lived off fast, junk, and processed foods. I would feel good immediately after eating them, but then came the crash. I would feel drugged, lethargic, sleepy, irritable, anxious, and depressed. To feel good again, I was compelled to overeat the same kinds of foods. It is sad that so many people live in and accept poor health. They think it is normal to live the first part of their lives with low energy, irritability, and emotional upsets. They think it is normal to live the last half in gradual physical decline, their bodies breaking down, sick, in pain, mentally confused, and finally dying in a hospital hooked up to machines. It is not supposed to be this way. We can be mentally sharp, strong, and vital practically all the way up to death. God's will is that we stay healthy, and the best prescription is that nutrition prescription found in Genesis 1:29. I recommend taking it as seriously as you would take a prescription from your doctor. Dr. Fuhrman's recommendation was to eat 2 cups of green vegetables every day and eat 1 large green salad every day, going light on the dressing and ensuring that it doesn't contain high fructose corn syrup. He also recommended eating 3 fruits a day. While this is not all you can eat, at least work your way up to making these your baseline foods, ensuring that you always get your medicine inside you daily, if nothing else. Now, I know a lot of people who don't want to eat healthy. They would like a loophole in which they can have a baseline diet of processed foods and still be strong, energetic, clear-minded, and healthy. But think about this. Suppose one day you decide that you don't like the smell of gasoline, and from now on, you are going to fill your car tank with rubbing alcohol. You decide that you like the smell of rubbing alcohol better, so you do it. Here's the $45 million question. Do your actions change the fact that gasoline is the fuel your car was designed to run on? No. Is it likely that your car will be damaged by not using the right fuel? Absolutely. Why take those chances with your body and your health? It's true that you might be that 1% of Americans that don't have atherosclerosis by age 45, but the odds are stacked way against you. Make it your business to get as much information as you can about what it takes to eat healthy so you can make better decisions in your daily life and reap the benefits. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.